Hello, my dear Pharma Info friends. I'm TK Indira and I belong to the team Charminar. Welcoming to the topic of my choice, the quadruple formula for success in pharma research. I presume four fundamentals for successful pharma research. I just simply call it as ICHWA principle, that is, experiment, question, hypothesis and answer. Welcoming to the first facet of success, that is, experiment. As said, practice makes man perfect, practice makes pharmacy perfect. Always the practical approach towards the theoretical concept will help us to land with good byproduct. Before proceeding for any experiment, pre-design it properly. For example, cleaning the glassware well, drying in oven, proper labeling and documenting all the details of experiment, equipment, API, excipients details like manufacturer, supplier, grade, source, and going through monographs of different specifications like IP, EP, BP, USP really helps out for a great success, which we do generally skip from our memory. And we should really able to correlate the theoretical knowledge with that of practical application. For example, once we have performed the compression of tablets, but they were brown in color. And when we peeped into the problem, we percepted that brown coloration of tablet is due to reaction of lactose with amines resulting in Maillard reaction. Other important aspect of experiment is analysis. Always try to perform the analysis in fresh in order to avoid the fluctuations and results. One of my practical experience was with aspirin, where we have performed the analysis of aspirin 3 hours after dissolution, but aspirin being an unstable drug in solution has resulted in negative results. One more problem has been occurred with solid dispersion, where we performed the analysis unfortunately a couple of weeks later and we have got a low dissolution profile, that is simply because of transformation of amorphous nature of drug to crystalline nature upon storage. So we have to really keep in mind of all the details of drug nature and physicochemical properties of different ingredients used. And one more important thing for success is individual handling of experiment. Never be in a herd or flock and always try to handle the experiment and equipment individually and never be in a hurry-burry to conduct the experiment. Well, coming to the second facet of success, that is questioning. Once we perform the experiment, we have to revive the results and find an explicit reason for failure, and we should be able to evaluate it properly. For example, once we have added PG starch instead of FPG starch, so there was a vast difference in disintegration time. One more experience of mine was with glycerol monostearate. I never achieved an emulsion with glycerol monostearate since I used a synthetic grade instead of lab grade. See, the minor errors really makes out of very large differences. Well, coming to the third facet of success, that is hypothesis. After successful experiment and flawless questioning, we reach a meaningful hypothesis. But to reach out an eloquent hypothesis, we need to really contemplate in a surrogative ways to tackle the existing problem. Once we have faced the problem with coating pan with broken baffles, so we have replaced the baffles with a comb and we have used the hair dryer for drying and we have used the choline for spraying the coating solution and we had the best outcome. And one more important thing is after perfect experiment, questioning and hypothesis, we finally reach out with a meaningful thought and answer, that is success. So, my dear Pharma Info friends, if you really wish to become a core R&D scientist and flawless pharmacist, I hope my ICHWA principles really helps you out, and let us start towards the journey of success by following this ICHWA principles. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And I once again repeat, I'd never be in a herd or flock and always try to handle the experiment and equipment individually and try to prepare yourself and upgrade yourself for self-development by interacting with friends, teachers and ask too many doubts and profile yourself so that the success comes to us. Thank you. Thank you so much.